controversy has erupted a day after the Kerala governor signed the Kerala Police Act Amendment Ordinance that envisaged by the left government in the state to prevent cyber attacks against women and children, which the opposition alleges could be used to muzzle free speech, target the media and silence critics of the government. The Chief Minister has called these fears unfounded.
A political row over this ordinance brought by the CPM-led Left Democratic Front government in Kerala and signed by the governor. The ordinance amends the Kerala Police Act, inserting 118A, which allows punishment for making, expressing, publishing or disseminating any matter which is threatening, abusive, humiliating or defamatory. Punishment is up to 3 years or 10,000 rupees or both. The opposition in Kerala has slammed the Pinrai Vijayan government, alleging attempts to target political opponents and freedom of speech.
It's clearly illegal, and it is a violation of the Article 19, guaranteed by the fundamental right, guaranteed by the Constitution of India. This is to bypass the Supreme Court verdict, which has removed Section 66A of the Indian IT Act. Actually, the government is trying to impose police raj and trying to silence those who are criticized the government.
Police in the durubiyogam samsthanathu vyapakamaagukayanu. Samuhya madhyamangalile vyakti adhikshepangal tadayan ennulla peril Kerala Police Act bhedagathi cheyidukondulla samsthana government inde theerumanam abhipraya swaadhrathin meerulla kadannu kayattamaanu.
Slamming the criticism as unfounded, Kerala Chief Minister Pinrai Vijayan has said the Kerala Police Act won't be used against free speech or impartial journalism. The state government is repeatedly receiving complaints against the misuse of social media, especially by certain online channels. Use of personal likes or dislikes, political or non-political interests to settle scores cannot be allowed. In the name of freedom of press, individual freedom cannot be violated and vice versa. Government will consider creative suggestions being aired with regard to this amendment.
Kerala Police has said that they will set up standard operating procedures in consultation with legal experts. But politically, this is a fine line with mounting concerns on possible abuse of power. Sneha Koshi for NDTV.
So the opposition alleging that this will give more powers to the police, it can be an instrument in suppressing freedom of speech. The Chief Minister says that these are unfounded charges. Does the truth lie somewhere in between? Let's go across to PKD Nambiar. He's a political analyst with pro-BJP leanings. We have Shama Mohammed, the spokesperson of the Congress. We have Pawan Duggal, cyber law expert and advocate. And we'll hopefully have Suhashini Ali joining our senior leader of the CPIM. PKD Nambiar, to you first. The LDF government is pointing out a reality. We have cyber attacks. They're a major threat to private life. That's why this government says they've had to amend the Police Act, because existing legal provisions are inadequate to fight such crimes.
This is a reality that cyber attacks, and people are being attacked on the cyber world. That is a reality, and we all understand that. But here is a case. Why it is the law, the amendment what the Kerala government has passed in the Police Act is not related to only Cyber Act. It is covering the print media, outdoor, television and even every media which is possible. So this is purely an attack on the free speech. It is an anti-democratic move. It is a completely politically motivated move by the Pinrai Vijayan government, because the government, as you know, that it is under so much of criticism under corruption, gold smuggling case, and so many cases are, and the present government is going through, including to the Chief Minister's office, to the very principal secretary of the Pinrai Vijayan government is under arrest. So I think this is a move basically to shut everybody's opinion, which is absolutely undemocratic move. And moreover, and another thing is that what is a kind of a law wherein you are empowering a police officer who may not be even knowing anything about cyber attack or a cyber law can suo moto take an action against an individual without even having an arrest warrant? How can that kind of a law can be even exist in a democratic country like India, and that too a state like Kerala, wherein it's one of the most educated or a literate state? And even more worrying thing is that it is coming from a CPIM-led government. This is the same government, including the Pinarayi Vijayan, have tutored few days ago when the central government has taken a decision that the OTT content and the content on the online needs to be monitored by some kind of a restriction needs to be there. But the same government, and including Sitaram Yechuri, came up and said that this is absolutely against the freedom of speech of this of the people. And what is happening? And arrest Sarah Jacob or a PKD Nambiar saying that you said something. This is purely politically motivated.
Let's get in the other views too. Shama Mohammed, the Congress-led opposition says this is aimed at muzzling the press. The BJP's Kerala leadership alleging it's a covert move to thwart the political opposition. Really a rare moment where you and the BJP are in agreement.
Sarah, let's first come and see why this law came, what happened. So there were a few women activists. They were being bullied, they were cyber bullying against them. There were some videos put up against them by a particular individual. They went to the police multiple times and complained. The police, there was inaction by the police, and then they went and attacked this man. This was the reason particularly for this law. Now, where is the need for a new law? The reason is the inaction of the police. You need to tighten the screws of the police. Why do we need a certain law? And very important part of this is, like the gentleman before spoke, it is not if... Now, the chief minister's statement he said is existing laws inadequate to tackle the issue. This is what he said. But in his statement which he gave, and because of cyberbullying. So why did he not strengthen the police? One. Number two, why didn't he just not put in that ordinance or law cyberbullying? Why did he put mass media? So today, if I say, as a political opponent in Kerala from the Congress party, I say CM Pinarayi Vijayan is not a good CM, or Pinarayi Vijayan is the kingpin of the so-called gold scam, I can be arrested without a warrant because it is a cognizable offense. I can be arrested without warrant, put behind bars, and they don't need a warrant also for investigation. So this law is draconian. This man is frightened right now because he is going to lose the next assembly election, and the gold smuggling scam is getting very, very close to him. So that's why, and let's not forget, sometime back, he came up also where they wanted to record the calls of the COVID positive patients. 3 months back, they wanted to do that.
Sure.
And the DG was given powers. When we asked, did the Home Minister give the go-ahead, they were not sure about it. So that, again, was going against the Supreme Court verdict to protect the right to privacy. So if you look at him, and also in 2018, he told the members, the cabinet members, there's a cabinet briefing to the press. He wanted to stop that. He stopped the cabinet briefings. And he told each member of the cabinet that you're not supposed to do any sort of press briefing or media interaction without the permission of the public relations department. So look at this man who is very authoritative, who wants to control everything. And this is to control the media right now, because the media is going against him in the gold smuggling case, because they are exposing him, and they are telling the truth, and also against the Congress party politicians who's exposing the truth. And very important point, if he's going for cyber bullying, the first people he should catch and put behind bars are his own people, who is day in and day out abuses Ramesh Chennitala, the leader of opposition in Kerala. Day in and day out, the CPM cadres are abusing him. They should be behind bars, if according to this new ordinance or
law. Right. Pavan Dugal, you're a cyber law expert and advocate who's worked with cyber law issues. We are in agreement that there is a problem here. But Mr. Vijayan says the state has a duty also to protect the individual's liberty and dignity. So how would you see this? Where does this actually stand? Does this new ordinance actually help solve the problem, or does it create more problems?
The ordinance is obviously activated by good intentions, because they want some kind of orderly behavior in cyberspace. But unfortunately, it goes in an area where it's going to be constitutionally challenged in terms of its constitutional validity. Already in the case of Shreya Singhal versus Union of India, The Supreme Court has struck down a Section 66A on almost similar grounds.
Correct.
And when I look at Section 66A, which has now been set aside, and the language of the said new amendments, they are very, very close to each other. And the chances of this kind of language being potentially misused or abused is going to be relatively high. Also, the said language has this immense danger as it does not fall within the ambit of reasonable restrictions which are given under Article 19(2) of the Constitution of India. So in a scenario like this, I expect a constitutional challenge to the constitutional validity of such an amendment, because if the Supreme Court can strike down 66A on similar grounds, I see no reason why this particular ordinance also cannot be struck down.
Would it help if the Kerala government, because the Chief Minister seems to say that they're open to suggestions, that they, if they perhaps specifically define hate speech as distinctly different from free speech and dissent, is there a need to refine this law to make it much more precise if you want to actually focus on fake news and hate speech, if that is the aim? Because Shashi Tharoor, I think he said it must be revised to narrow its application.
I completely endorse your thought process. The fact remains is India does not have a fake news law. The Indian Information Technology Act 2000 is completely silent on fake news. The only provision we had was 66A, which we could use, which has now been struck aside. Yeah. In a scenario like this, if you're going to come up with these amendments to your Police Act, you need to give exact definitions, you need to give illustrations, you need to come up with appropriate checks and balances, and you need to demonstrate as to how this particular language falls within the four parameters of reasonable restrictions under Article 92 of the Constitution of India. Because the way the current language is drafted, there's no deterrence for any political party or any police authority to go ahead and book just about anyone. Because at the point when the case is going to be registered, it will be the discretion of or the judgment of the police who will determine whether your said language is in accordance with the norms of this or not. So you are effectively giving a humongous amount of powers to the police without any accountability, without any checks and balances, and you are giving them virtually a license to misuse or abuse the same in the coming times. That, I believe, will have to be curtailed as we go forward.
All right. So thank you. So the intention may be good, but will the implementation be disastrous? That's what we need to watch out for. Thank you so much, all our guests. We just wanted to go into all of the angles that are troublesome in this ordinance. And we think you've all raised those issues aptly tonight. Thank you all for your time.